Well, John, when we spoke on Wednesday night in the aftermath of Millwall, you were fairly satisfied. Now you've had 48 hours or so, you've obviously looked at the video. What further thoughts have you had?
Yeah, still satisfied. Very, very pleased with our defensive formation. I think there's not many teams who will go to Millwall and stop having a shot on target, so that's really pleasing. There's always areas where we can improve on, and we'll look at that, because that's what we are. It's a place where we try and develop on and off the pitch. So there's areas we'll try and help them and realise how we can probably pose a bit more of an attacking threat with a couple of little triggers. So we'll show some visuals today. But it's a quick turnaround, isn't it? So we've got to be careful we don't fill the heads with too much. And it's going to be nothing but positive today for me. And see how people have recovered. That's the key thing. I just need to see how they are today. Not do too much with them, but do enough just to get them right for tomorrow. So it'll be a busy day, but it's a good one when you're on a run like we're on.
Yes, and that run has included plenty of goals, which has been pleasing. It must have been nice then to have that defensive solidity on Wednesday. I guess it's about marrying the two together moving forward now.
Yeah, it is, and you want to be an entertainment. We want to play high tempo attacking football, but I also want to be really hard to beat. And if I can get those two things married up, then we'll be successful. And we're starting to get that. Listen, I know there's some ups and downs still around the season. It's not all, it's not all going to be really positive towards him. But I think the key thing is that we keep doing the right things, and I think in the end you get your rewards. And I think the harder you work, the luckier you get in life, and we're finding that at the moment.
And this system that you have at the moment with the three centre-halves and the two wing-backs employed as well, when you first employed it against Sheffield United, could you imagine it going as well as it did with the wins you got against Sheffield United, Bristol Rovers? You were unlucky not to win it at Bury, and then the display on Wednesday. You must be delighted with the way it's developed.
Yeah, not so much. I don't get too carried away with the system. We did it a lot of time in the past as well. We could flip. It's just nice to be able to flip between a couple. And it's all based on personnel. That's the most important thing, more than systems. It's having the energy on the pitch. And we can take a still frame of any shots. And sometimes you're in a 4-5-1. Sometimes you're in a 4-4-2. It's just that's how we set up to give the lads a picture. But in general, it's just our application. The distances between the players is key in and out of possession. And that comes from hard work, pure and simple hard work application, and then confidence when we do get the ball to keep it and create problems. So of course it's been good, but I think it's the application of the players, and able to keep the same group as well helps, because it's easier to coach then.
You have a very confident group, it seems, and I'm sure it stems from your optimism and enthusiasm around the place. But when you have beaten the teams you have in recent times, how much has confidence improved because of that?
Yeah, of course, it's a knock-on effect. I think the Sheffield United game was a catalyst moving forward. If you don't get belief from that game, then no game will. And then to back that up with the Bristol one, and then two really good away performances against two teams who are going to pick up a lot of points. So, yeah, it's really good. It's about momentum football, and it's about mindsets, and our mindsets are in a good place going into Northampton at the weekend.
Do you look at the league table at all? Fans, I know, will look and see you creeping towards those playoff places. Still a lot of football to be played, but do you look at the table? Do you use that as a motivational tactic?
Yeah, not so much for them, but I do look at it. It's my job to look at everything, so I try and get my fingers in all the pies, so I know what's going on around, I know what's going on with certain players, who's coming in. Northampton have been in a position where they think they're in a false position. They brought players in, so they're going to be looking to push on. But it's important we just keep hold. The other night, if Millwall would have got that win, they'd have been a 5-point gap. So I think it was really vital we didn't lose that one. It keeps them in touch with us, and that's key. But it's really nice the fact that we're trying to catch teams above us and try and stay away from anyone trying to capture us. So that's what it's about. It's dog-eat-dog football, and we've just got to try and make sure we're in the battle right to the end.
And you might have a battle on Saturday against a rugged Northampton side there, as you've mentioned, towards the wrong end of the table. How do you assess their challenge?
Yeah, I thought Rob Page was unfortunate. I think he's gone into a club that's on an incredible run when they beat us as well. I think it was over 30 games, wasn't it, in the league. And that was always going to come to an end. But that's the way football is now. He moved on, and Justin's come in beginning this month. Poor result against MK Dons, but then he's got a good win against Coventry, and he's brought players in. He's just got Smith in now from Portsmouth as well. He's got Anderson, he's got Richards. O'Toole's a handful. They've got some Niatanga at the back who's got good experience, so that they're a good unit. I mean, again, I respect them and I'll do my due diligence on them, but I'm going to concentrate on us once again. I think it doesn't matter who plays against us, what formation they play. If our energy and our application and our desire just to go and play football is there, we're going to give everybody a game. So that's what I'll be looking for Saturday.